As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Tuesday, December the 7th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Certainly good news, lots of good news today. Hard facts, that too. Workable solutions as well. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark BecomeVocalLocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the telephone, call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. You may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email, as so many do, at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. Always look forward to listening to your commentary in the email box. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Just simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo, 65647. A big shout-out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro, 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, and AM 1710. Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. All of our contact information can be found at BecomeVocalLocal.com, and all of our archives are stored away nicely for you at the OracleBroadcasting.com homepage. This morning, precious metals chart record highs. Bernanke's reaction to the usurpers, no hope, no change. Yeah, we'll go to there in a moment. Russia set to join the World Trade Organization. Fed Ed failing the students internationally. UN COP 16, Cancun, nuclear power for India. Well, we've gone all of those places, and we'll go back to there again today. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's look at our market report for this morning. The good news, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. That's right, folks. Gold up $5.60 this morning, in early trading at $1,429.30. Of course, it's recovering some of that at this moment, down a little bit below that. But at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, an hour ago, it was up $5.60 at $14,29.30. The silver this morning up 56 cents at $30.64, now in the 30-year high range. Platinum up $2 at $1,723, and palladium up 12 at $768 an ounce. The big gain, the big winner this morning is palladium. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, $14,1990 for a high, or for a low, $14,3250 for a high. Wow. $14,3250 for a high, but at $14,2930, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, your gold was up $271.50 an ounce for a 23.45% return on your investment. We'll be right back. Much, much more to come.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back again to our Tuesday, December the 7th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oracle broadcasting.com. Let's go back into our market report and review the numbers for this morning. Again, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time found gold trading up $5.60 at $1,429.30 an ounce. Looking at the Kitco website right now, we can see that we've got the market manipulators in there, FedGov and Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley. All those guys are in the market there this morning. You can see there's a steep decline down into the 14-19 range somewhere in there, about $10 below where it was an hour ago. But nevertheless, gold is up, and it's up very strongly. Watch it move today. There's going to be a lot of action as they try and keep it away from the technical resistance levels up in the 1435 to 1450 range. If it gets up in there, folks, $1,400 is going to be in our rearview mirrors in a New York minute. Silver this morning, again, charting new highs, 30-year highs, up 56 cents at $30.64 an ounce. Can you believe it, folks? $30.64 an ounce for silver, a troy ounce. Platinum up $2 at $1,723. And palladium, strong moves in palladium. We were talking about, well, can palladium hold $500? Well, it's been not only holding $500, but it's $270 above that. This morning up $12 at $768 an ounce. Again, the lows and the highs in the gold spot market of healthy spread. 14.1990 for a low, 14.3250 for a high. The boys in London this morning the London Bullion Market Association, lbma.org. Put it on your browser and check them out. The LBMA set the price this morning, fixed the price of gold at $1,426 an ounce in their early trading. And it immediately started trading above that. But as we can see, the market manipulators have come in. There's some exchange or electronic trading going on. And we've got a straight line waterfall drop down into the 1419 range. Nevertheless, going to be a lot of action in those metals this morning. The SPDR gold shares overnight unchanged. They're holding 1,298.03 metric tons, valued on the street at $59 billion. In another unrelated kind of a thing, tin this morning, charting some new highs in tin as well. Tin is running $27,500 a metric ton, which is about 86 cents an ounce. You know, tin and silver, they're very important if you're making things for the electronics industry, to keep an eye on that as well. If you've got tin holdings, your tin is going up. All right, continuing, we got the Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closing off 20 at 11,362. The NASDAQ up 3 yesterday at 2,595. And the S&P 500 closed down 2 at 1223. Crude oil this morning, wow, charting some highs here, up $1.36 a barrel at $90.74 for those 42-gallon barrels of crude oil. You do the math, folks. It's coming out of the, it's coming into Oklahoma over $2 a gallon. So you should be seeing some pretty healthy increases at the gas pump during your holiday driving season. Yeah, that's right. That's right. The market manipulators are in there too. The speculators are in the energy market trying to keep you under house arrest. The U.S. dollar index this morning drops 30 basis points. And is exchanging in the trade-weighted basket of currencies. You can find out about that at theice.com, the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website. This is their trade-weighted basket of currencies, 79.33, down 0.30. Of course, that impacts the foreign exchange rates. Everything is up across the board as the U.S. dollar declines. The Canadian loonie this morning up 29 basis points. Exchanges against the buck at 99 cents. The Mexican peso, little Carlos Slim there, yeah, up 25 basis points, trading on the bright side of 8 cents, but still 8 cents. Euros this morning up 59 basis points at $1.34. The British pound up 68 basis points, strong move in the British pound at $1.58. And that Swiss franc still on the high side of $1, up 51 basis points, exchanging against the U.S. dollar at $1.02. The bond market this morning, the two-year bonds and bonded indebtedness, the treasuries, again, below that 0.50%. Now we're looking at 0.45% this morning. The 10-year strong move upwards there. This is where the Fed seems to be going to buy all of their $600 billion worth. Anyway, the 10-year yield this morning is 3.05%, but it won't cost you anything, folks. Nothing but interest when the Fed buys the bond. Anyway, just nothing but interest, but you won't get the interest. They'll get the interest. Anyway, the 30-year this morning at 4.35%. The mortgage market this morning continuing this upward trend in the fixed-rate mortgage, moving up from 3.72% a month ago. The 15-year this morning shows 4.04%. The 30-year moves up from 4.30, big move here, up to 4.67% as it starts to head towards that 5% interest rate on a 30-year mortgage. The gold-to-silver ratio is at 46.64 ounces of silver. Gets you 1 ounce of gold. Let's go into the rest of the discussion here. Take a look at it from a slightly different standpoint. Visiting off the Kitco website, as we like to do with Jim Wyckoff, he has his morning's metal roundup, is COMEX Gold higher, hits new records. COMEX Gold futures prices are higher Tuesday morning and hit a fresh all-time high overnight. The precious metals are seeing fresh investment demand as worries persist about the financial health of the European Union and the euro currency. Recent bullish comments from the Federal Reserve Chairman Benjamin Shalom, I love Israel Bernanke, and a weaker U.S. dollar Tuesday morning are also bullish for the precious metals. February COMEX gold last traded up $11.50 at $1,427.60 an ounce. Spot gold last traded up $2.20 at $14.2650. Of course, those numbers are going to continue to change throughout the day. The U.S. dollar index trading weaker Tuesday morning. However, the dollar index is still in a four-week-old price uptrend on the daily bar chart. The greenback has benefited recently from ongoing financial woes in the EU. The EU's sovereign debt problems have heated up in the past couple of weeks with new market chatter about another financial market contagion developing and originating from the EU. That's also gold market bullish. He continues and says the precious metals are benefiting from the Bernanke comments made on Sunday, the U.S. television program, 60 Minutes. If you haven't watched that, maybe we'll even play a clip from it today. But if you haven't watched that, it's worth your time. You can find it on Google, Scroogle, Dogpile, or Webferret. Just go in and go Bernanke, 60 Minutes, CBS, and it'll pop right up for you. You can listen to parts of it or maybe even find it in its entirety. After the Bernanke television interview, many investors were less at ease than before. In other words, people didn't like what he had to say, but we basically knew what he would say, even if he was saying anything that he really thought or felt or believed. But he's 100% certain, folks. He's 100% certain he's got everything well in hand. And as we mentioned yesterday, anytime the Fed wants to change the interest rates, they can do it in 15 minutes or less. We'll be right back.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
For those that are interested in the markets, and especially the precious metals, gold and silver, here's just a little bit more on that off the Kitco website. Technically, gold future bulls have the solid overall near technical advantage, and there's are really no clues to suggest a market top is close at hand. You know, the trend is your friend. The highs keep getting higher. The lows keep getting higher. Buy long, stay long. That's the advice of many bulls. Near next term, a technical upside objective for February, COMEX Gold is to produce a close above strong technical resistance at the $1,450 level. All right, so we're like this morning somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 bucks off of that. The bears, in other words, the people who bet against the market, the bears' next near-term downside price objective is closing prices below solid technical support at $1,383. So you can see there's a wide spread here, about 70 bucks. That brings the bears into the market, and they want to hammer hell out of the gold, even though you can continue to hammer gold until the film is so thin you could cover a pyramid with an ounce of gold or make a gold wire that would run around the entire planet Earth. Yes, you can. Gold is almost infinitely malleable. But anyway, there's a lot of resistance in the market to having gold go higher. A lot of these guys have sold short. They got so many shorts out there. Well, anyway, they've sold themselves into oblivion, selling short against a market that absolutely wants to go up. Silver futures traded up 80.5 cents at $30.54 an ounce. Prices hit another fresh 30-year high overnight, and there are no early clues to suggest a market top is close at hand. How much higher can silver go? Well, I don't know. I've heard as much as 200 bucks an ounce. That's pretty high. But it could certainly hit 50. Anyway, continuing silver bulls have the solid overall near-term technical advantage at present. Prices are in a 3.5-month upward trend on the daily bar chart, and it continues. There's more in the news this morning. Let's see if I can find this one. Yeah, there's a little bit on tin. Tin may have to rise further to fill supply-demand gap. A recent rise in the tin inventories was likely temporary. You know, we used to make tin cans. Do much with tin anymore. But tin is a dandy metal. If you don't have any of it, I would suggest getting some so that you know what tin is. Tin inventories were likely temporary, and the price may have to rise well beyond the recent highs. And we've heard all about copper. But the price may have to rise well above, beyond the recent highs to bring supply and demand into line. It's always supply and demand. The price may have to escalate so as to choke off demand through substitution and even outright rationing. He says, in such a heady, even scary environment, it's hard to say how far the tin prices could rise. Well, there's more to that there. Anyway, they're looking at trouble in aluminum, too. But let's go to another one here. This off MineWeb. Rather interesting. The U.S. Mint delays the America the Beautiful silver bullion coin on launch day. Miracle, America the Tarnished, I'd have to say. Maybe the America the Delusional. But they say America the Beautiful silver bullion coin. Once again, the U.S. Mint has delayed sales of a silver bullion coin, this time on the day it was supposed to be launched, citing skyrocketing prices being charged by dealers, all right? So everybody's out there waiting in the wings. They want to get their first America the Beautiful silver bullion coin. They're willing to pay extra for it, even though it's nothing more than a fancy round, all right? Stick with bullion, folks. Well, I don't know. If you'd like to own a pretty bullion coin, I guess you could get one. This is out of Reno, Nevada. It's deja vu for silver bullion coin investors as the U.S. Mint decided to delay the America the Beautiful silver bullion coin launch on Monday. But this time, skyrocketing prices rather than a limited number of coin blanks is the issue which stalled the coin's release. So I guess if you're looking for excuses. You could get lots of samples from the U.S. Mint. They've always got an excuse. And any excuse will do when you are looking for excuses. Ironically, a bill that actually deals with the Mint, all right, pay attention now, those of you that follow legislation, ironically, a bill that deals with the Mint, meeting its coin demands, is awaiting the usurper's signature this week. This week. Underline that, this week. Aside from the American Gold and Silver Eagles, no other U.S. Mint bullion program, including the American Beautiful Silver Bullion Coin, is required to be produced in sufficient quantities to meet public demand. Also, interestingly, these other U.S. Mint bullion programs don't have to be made with the American-generated mined product. They can go all over the world to get it, and they did. The America, the beautiful silver bullion coins are the first large-format coins produced by the U.S. government, Sunshine Minting in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and Gold Corp in Perth, Australia, supplying the planchets, that's the blanks, for the 5-ounce bullion coin. This thing's big enough to eat dinner on, I guess. You want to carry that around in your pocket, wear out the whole front of your jeans. Anyway, the 5-ounce bullion coin, can you imagine? Look like a McDonald's hamburger or something. I don't know. Kind of weird. Anyway, the 5-ounce bullion coin that the U.S. Mint will produce on a special $2.2 million coining press made in Germany. I guess we couldn't make the press here. Can't get the silver here either, apparently. Had to go to Perth Mint in Australia. Anyway, the Mint is supposed to make 33,000 bullion coins for each of the 5 coins issued this year in honor of the Grand Canyon National Park, Hot Springs National Park, Mount Hood National Park, Yellowstone National Park, and the Yosemite National Park. Yeah, it goes back to Gifford Pinchot and the boys as they started setting aside our property and calling it federal domain under the Parks Program. And boy, have they sewed up a lot of ground with that one. Maximum minting levels for the 2011 and future bullion coins have not been determined. This year's bullion coins are to be made available to authorized dealers who then resell the coins. Listen, the Mint will charge its distributors $9.75 per coin above the price of silver. So you're just paying a lot extra for a kind of a nonsensical design honoring these state parks that you can't get into. And if you did get into them, you couldn't take your weapons. And if you encountered a bull or bear and killed it with anything, you'd probably be tased and beaten and senseless in the park by the rangers. Anyway, they'll hassle you in the middle of the night. You're camped too close to the lake. You've got too much firewood stored over here. You're having too much fun. You're too drunk. You're too stoned. You're too naked. And all of the things they do to you in the parks in the United States. Anyway, continuing new news. Econo Day, right off the Econo Day calendar. We've got the ICSD Goldman store sales, which we'll go to in a moment in the Red Book. But again, Thursday's going to be the big day. Jobless claims come out first thing in the morning, and that's not going to be too good, I would imagine. If that number happens to come in low on Thursday, watch, as gold and silver finish the week out much higher. We might see 1450 by noon on Friday. The ICSG Goldman store sales, the highlights, consumers took a break in the December 4th week. Well, that's one way to say it's down. And it was. It was off 2.1% store sales week-to-week change. Store sales year-to-year are at 2.6%. Consumers took a break in the December 4th week, according to the ICSC, as if they were just so excited. They were so exhausted after the Black Friday and the Cyber Monday. Wow. They had to take some time off, and so they did. And same-store sales fell 2.1%. The on-year rate fell back to the trend at a plus 2.6% for a 9/10 decline from the prior week. The report believes the week's slowdown will add to pent-up demand. Oh, yeah, right. Now, pick that up right after this.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So once again, back to the Connor Day calendar. We're looking at this ICSC Goldman store sales closing this out. The report believes the weak slowdown will add to a pent-up demand and says it points to accelerating sales through the month. So we'll just wait and see whether they're right or wrong on that one here. This one off Redbook. You know, Redbook and the Goldman store sales are companions. They look at the same thing, basically. Redbook same store sales tally rose on year 3.8% in the December 4th week, now much higher than the trend, yet below the 4.9% Black Friday surge of the prior week month to month. Redbook reports a very solid plus 0.6% pace that offers an early signal of strength for the ex-auto, ex-gas category of the December retail sales report. Of course, it's colder than Gizgudi across the world, you know, so whether that's going to happen or not will remain to be seen. Let's leave that behind us and go and look at some more of the woes that we're dealing with. Teens in the U.S., this off of Bloomberg, John Hickender writing for Bloomberg, December 7th, New News. Teens in the U.S. ranked 25th on the math test. We say, again? And they trail in science and reading. There's your tax dollars at work, folks. You know, the number one biggest chunk, my property taxes each year, go to support these failed schools, and I'm sick to death of having to pay for it. I'll tell you what, I don't know at what point I will have paid back society, the greatest good of the greatest number, for the 12 years of education that I received that my father and mother were paying into with their property taxes? At what point have I paid enough to this failed school model? At what point have I paid enough to support the education of other people's children? I don't know. 15-year-old students in the U.S. ranked 25th out of the 34 countries on an international math test. Wow. 25 out of 34. 9 from the bottom. That's a failing grade. And scored in the middle of the pack, in other words, average, in science and reading, raising concerns the U.S. isn't prepared to succeed in the global economy. Of course, if you continue to ask why this is happening, you could go and visit with Charlotte Isserby's excellent book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. Regardless of her affiliations, her research is impeccable, and it will really open your eyes to read it. It's huge, though. Looks like the old Sears catalog, and it's chock-a-luck full of documentation, Xerox copies of the real deal. Teenagers, not an opinion piece, by the way. Charlotte's work is research. Teenagers from South Korea and Finland led in almost all academic categories on the 2009, listen to this one, program, that's the program me, program for international student assessment. Assessment. And that's what they do with your property. They assess it, and then they tax hell out of it, right? All right, so this is an assessment. According to the Paris-based Organization of Economic Cooperation and Development, there's that economic cooperation and development again. You can't get away from it. We're living in a new legal order and a new economic world order, like it or not. This represents 34 countries. U.S. students ranked 17th in science and 14th in reading. The U.S. government considers the OECD test one of the most comprehensive measures of international achievement. And come to going to college, folks, and you know, we heard about Benjamin Bernanke saying, well, those that have a college degree in this country, it's a two-tiered system. Well, if you think the college degree separates us into a two-tier system, you got something coming. The people that came out of high school and never went to college are just about as dumb as the people that come out of college. Sad to say it. And I've interviewed them and hired them in employment situations, and I am living testimony, all right? And that piece of parchment only means that you were indoctrinated for 4 more years and went into debt to your eyes, up to your eyeballs. The results show that U.S. students must improve to compete in a global economy. And I would say that we have to compete, have to improve to compete in a local economy. And I told you the story, I think. I was in a small town grocery here, and they had an electrical outage, and I had a few items to pick up, some bread and a couple of things. And so I went up to the counter, and I asked for a brown bag, and she gave it to me, and I had my pen in my pocket. And so I went around, I wrote the prices down on a brown sack and brought it back up to the counter there, and I wanted to check out. Just a couple of items. And she said, well, I can't check you out because the power is out. I said, you know, we don't need the power. You know, I've got cash on me. And so I sit there and we total it all up. And I said, now what's the sales tax here in this little town? All right. And it was something like 7.3 or something like that. And so I calculated the tax. And I total it all up with the tax and everything. I got out my wallet and I gave her that and plus the pocket change. And I said, here you go. You can just put it all in this sack. This is the receipt. I'll take the goods and go. And she says, well, I can't do that. And I said, well, why can't you do that? She said, well, I don't know if those numbers are right. I said, well, check them for yourself. Here's the price tags, you know, and here's the prices, and here's the tax. Well, I'm not sure. And it took her a while to find the little paper slip that had the tax on it. I'm not sure. I don't know if I can do that. I mean, it's like dog training. What the heck do you think? You can't do that. I know the owner of that store. I didn't want to have to rat her out, and I didn't. But my goodness, no confidence in her ability to do calculation at all. No understanding that it doesn't make any difference. She can ring it up later, take the money out of the sack, put it in the till, and all's cool, right? Wow. Anyway, the results show that U.S. students must improve to compete, and they say a global, I say a local economy. Education Secretary Arne Duncan said yesterday in a telephone interview, If you haven't followed up on Arne Duncan, you're missing out. This guy's a real piece of work. The Obama, the usurper's administration, is promoting national curriculum standards and a revamping of teacher pay that stresses performance rather than credentials and seniority. Well, I guess better late to the party than not coming to the party, but he's really out to lunch here. What is promoting national curriculum standards anyway? The problem is that Fed Ed is all over the curriculum, and they need to get the hell out of it. We've got, what, three or is it four companies that have the monopoly on all the textbooks? As Chris Kemp likes to say, you know, they put it out, it's his story. It's not history. It ain't science, and it's not mathematics. It's something else, and none of the students can understand it. The parents can't understand it. And unfortunately, when they compare themselves internationally on these kind of standards assessments, no one else can understand why the United States of America, with what could be perhaps the best schools in the world, are still coming in on the bottom tier. The brutal fact here is there are many countries that are far ahead of us in improving more rapidly than we are. And if Duncan doesn't turn this around, you know, he needs to step down. All of this claptrap that I've been hearing for the last 20 years from the Republican Party about getting the Fed Gov out of education has fallen, apparently, to the ground. Seeds that will never sprout on the rocky soil, all right? These guys don't understand the program at all. Again, there should be a massive wake-up call to the entire country. Well, it is, Arne. You're fired. The OECD's international test, first administered in 2000, he's got 2 years to turn it around. Maybe it'd be a massive wake-up call to Arne. What have you been doing for the last 2 years? I thought you were all about hope and change. Ain't no change. No change. The OECD's international test, first administered in 2000 and given every 3 years, aims to measure skills achieved near the end of compulsory schooling. There's another wake-up call, compulsory schooling. Free and gratuitous public education. Nothing free about it. It's costing me an arm and a leg. It is gratuitous, though. Unless you don't pay your taxes, and then they come out and want to take your property away from you. But it's free to the student, I guess, and because it's free to the student and oftentimes free to the parent, they treat it like trash. Couldn't give a blink about their education. They just come and go like it's some kind of a Montessori daycare center or some kind of a parking place for the children. They sit around and play with their balls all day long, and they don't get much else done. Shanghai Reason, in all, 470,000 students working worldwide took the exam. The test also measured countries and regions outside the OECD, or a total of 65 countries and economies. And for the first time, the test broke out the performance of China's Shanghai region, which topped even Finland and South Korea. U.S. 15-year-olds had an average score of 487 in math, below the OECD average of 496 out of a 0 to 1,000 point scale. From 0 to 1,000, our students are scoring a 487 in math. Any reason why we outsource? Yeah. There's lots of reasons why we outsource, but don't think that it happened overnight. This is a plan, a long, long plan. On an absolute basis, students from 24 of the 34 countries had higher scores than the students in the United States, though the education department said 17 were better on a statistically significant basis. Yep. Yep. Anyway, we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
I'm going a little bit further with this really upsetting article about our education system and the failure. You know, my heart goes out to the young people. You know, these young people are taken away, separated from their parents, at almost in their diapers, and then they're forced to stay for 12 or 14 years or more in these indoctrination centers. They come out the other end, and you know, those that do graduate, and there's a huge dropout ratio. Those that do graduate, you know, they're nothing more really than just something just above simian. Is that the best we can do with their lives after hijacking them for that many years and pilfering their parents and other people in the community for so much money on a regular basis? You know, every time I hear about one of these superintendent of schools knocking in over $100,000 a year, I start getting larceny in my mind, you know? Take a little bit of direct action. You go and talk to these people and they're like, you know, they're on the Mars or something. They haven't got a clue. You go inside of a public school or public fool lately, have you? I have. The days when I can actually find that they're actually having a school board meeting on time and you're allowed to go into the building without a strip search. You're not marched immediately to the room where it's going to happen. You know, the meeting's going to be held. If you can drift around in the building a little bit from time to time, you can see where your school, you know, your tax dollars are going. Disappointing as heck to me here locally because they hold the school board meeting in the library. I think I've got more books in my house than the local school does in their library. A half a dozen old books and three or four magazines, and they call that a library. Not even. All right? Anyway, it's unbelievable. They got massage tables, you know, they've got the the little stations with a cucumber and condoms so they could practice. The dispensers in the bathrooms, it kind of looks like you're going to some kind of a cocktail lounge or something with the different kind of condoms you can get, I guess, in public schools these days. But look inside the gymnasium areas. I mean, we have an internationally famous mezzanine in this local small-town school, population 770 people, folks. We have the big-time architect designs this mezzanine structure for millions of dollars, rolled it all out on school bonds. But you look inside of the gymnasium areas, and they've got the state-of-the-art. Every kind of a weight gym and a this kind of a gym and that kind of a gym and massage tables and all of this and all of that. They're always talking about improving the floors and the scoreboards and all of that. And you look in the classrooms, there's just cobwebs hanging from the ceiling. Don't have a blackboard in a building. Unbelievable. No chalk in the tray. You know they don't use it. Anyway. I could go on, but why? It just, it really irritates me to no end. But this foolish article goes on and talks about how the parents in the United States, wealthier parents, and they're better educated. Give us a break. The parents went through the same stupid fool system, all right? You can't have... What advantage could there possibly be to homeschooling your young people, your sons and your daughters? Of what possible benefit could it be homeschooling them if the parents are no brighter than the children, than their little ones? And what's really a travesty is that the educators, the teachers, have gone through this system too. You know, this didn't just happen yesterday. This is 100 years of this deliberate dumbing down program, all right? Even the school superintendent is a product of the same education system. Look at Congress sitting around picking their nose, watching Dutch porn. Yeah? Wow. Unbelievable. Microsoft Chairman Bill Gates on November the 19th urged top U.S. public school officials to overhaul teacher pay. That's right. Always go to the money. It's always paying the teacher something more, something less, saying the instructor should be rewarded for results, not seniority or advanced degrees. I can understand that. Merit pay. But again, we just need to look at, it's not the teacher's pay. It's not the buildings. It's not the parking lots. It's not the football stadiums. It's curriculum, stupid. God, it makes me mad. Anyway. Jump over here, take a look and see what we've got under this one. Barry the usurper, he's not doing his job very well. I've got to scroll up, huge article here, read this whole thing this morning. Let's scroll up on this one, get to the top, come on, move along. Anyway, come on, get me up there, thank you. Well, the usurper summons CEOs to the White House for a seance. Well, no, kind of like that though. Obama summons CEOs to the White House for talks amid change. Now, he didn't summon very many CEOs, and he didn't summon any antagonists. He just got those that he gives money to, the people that we bailed out with all of those TARP funds, all right? That's who's sitting in here now. We'll find out about that. The president, never call him that, the usurper promised change for a country that was brought to the brink of depression is seeking advice from business leaders 2 years later. What is your major mental malfunction? Indonesian usurper, what is your major malfunction? Anyway, Barry the usurper has met with Michael Duke, Chief Executive Officer of Walmart Stores, Inc. Anybody go into those Excel spreadsheets came out from the Federal Reserve and see how much money we gave to Walmart? Well, they're bringing in their little boy here, Michael Duke. Alan Laffley, a former CEO of Procter & Gamble. You use their products, and it's going to be a gamble. Stephen Reinemund, former CEO of PepsiCo. He's also spoken with former President Bill Clinton, and more discussions are on the way. That's a hell of a panel, isn't it? He brought in all these CEOs. There's three of them mentioned here. Wow. Getting right out there talking to the people. Community organizer, right? Over the next several weeks, he says here, I'm going to be meeting with my economic team. Barry, I'm telling you, that half-court basketball has undone your brain. With business leaders and others to develop specific policies and budget recommendations for the coming year. Do we need to go any further? The beginning of the recovery is when you stop pretending it's merely a political problem or a messaging problem, said Begala, and that would be Paul Begala, a Democratic strategist, who served as an aide to Clinton when the Democrats lost the House and the Senate. That's a ticket. Go and consult a loser to find out why your strategies are failing. That's the way you go. All right. Other people on this planet, however, are making stronger moves. Russia, closer to World Trade Organization membership with the EU deal. All right, this by Jennifer Friedman, December the 7th. Continuing, Russia moved a step closer to membership in the World Trade Organization today by signing an agreement with the European Union settling key questions that have hampered its accession bid for years. Russian Economy Minister Elvira Nabiulina said, and EU Trade Commissioner Karel de Gucht signed a Memorandum of Understanding, that would be a MOU, that sets the terms to resolve all EU-Russia bilateral issues. Russia, the largest economy outside the World Trade Organization, applied for membership in the Geneva-based Trade Arbiter in June of 1993. This is really a milestone, said European Commission President Jose Barroso. So we have the Soviet bear, and we have the Chinese dragon, and all the billions that we've spent propping up that communist system. Now in the World Trade Organization, our difficult bilateral issues are resolved. Russia becoming a World Trade Organization member in 2011 is a realistic perspective. Well, BP's not out of the trouble yet. BP weighs the North Sea asset sales to fund Gulf oil spill cleanup. BP PLC seeking to cover cleanup costs from its Gulf of Mexico oil spill, try geyser or gusher, is weighing the sale of some North Sea assets that may raise as much as $1 billion. Now, of course, you know, they put assets up for sale across the United States and other places as well. And now we're going to talk about the North Sea. They're still trying to raise money to cover their assets. BP may sell some fields and infrastructure in a region where it has operated for more than 40 years, said the person who declined to be identified because the discussions are private and no decision has been reached. Sheila Williams. Anyway, we'll pick that up right after the top of the hour break. Stay tuned. A lot more to come. Hour number two straight ahead.
Wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The home of cutting edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, December the 7th, Fuse Blowin' 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. First hour consumed with news. Lots of news in the basket this morning. We're going to continue with the news in a moment, too. But it just really fries me. You know, I did get an email the other day from a listener. Why I always work with the Bloomberg news articles. Why don't I go out to the blogs and things like that? This is enough for me. Sorry. These articles tell me a lot more than I don't know what. I'm sure they tell you the same. That's why I take the time to share them with you. I hope you don't mind. If this is the stuff that they're putting out in Bloomberg News, if this is the stuff that's coming right out of the heart of New York City, if this coming right off the pens of the writers for Michael Bloomberg, I paid $200 million for the mayorship of New York, I think we got to pay attention. Because this is the stuff that you're going to find at the core of many of the other articles around, but this is also an indication to the legislation that's coming up and the continuing stories, the sagas as they go down. Again, we're looking at British Petroleum, all right? Talking about selling off some oil fields. Remember, BP, Beyond Petroleum, all right? We got all of Don Quixote and Sancho Panza's their windmills all over the world. We talked about that article the other day where they're putting up 300,000 of these bad boys a day on the planet. I'll share with you just a little bit about the technical difficulties of doing such a thing. These things are fraught with moving parts, mechanical assemblies. The leading edge of all of those rotors wears out frequently because when they turn in the wind, that leading edge of those rotor blades is constantly eroding. And so they have to come around and put up those. Those are maintenance contracts. You want to talk about green jobs. With the amount of windmills that are being erected, all of the roads, the routes, the ways, the electrical transmission systems that go with these things, the failures, mechanical failures, etc., lightning strikes, shared an article right out of the newspaper, the lightning strikes one of these things and it just slices the blades to ribbons, the rotors. It's a maintenance nightmare. Yeah, it's sustainable, all right. You'll have to continue to prop it up and prop it up and prop it up and prop it up, and they only have, what, a 20-year lifespan? Wow. Amazing. But it's going to cost a bloody bundle to keep going with the windmills. All right, they're handy. They're cool. They're cute. They look nice, as long as they're not in my neighborhood, right? I don't care. Can't see it from where I live, right? BP, again. After operating in the North Sea since the mid-1960s, BP has 50 joint ventures with 40 companies and runs more than 30 fields in the United Kingdom, Continental Shelf, and the Norwegian sector, according to its website. BP also operates 10 pipeline systems, the Sulam Bol oil terminal on the Shetland Islands, and two gas terminals at Teesside and Dimlington in England. Can you say monopoly? BP aims to divest as much as $30 billion in assets by the end of the year to shore up its finances, sustainable development, propping up or shoring up something that otherwise would fall on its own accord. It has set aside $40 billion for cleanup compensation for the disaster in which almost 5 million barrels of crude spewed into the Gulf of Mexico from April to July. Didn't get to it last Friday, but I had an article on the browser where British Petroleum is coming out and they're saying that the numbers that were projected by the Mineral Management Service are likely to be 50% too high. So they're trying to, you know, you can't see the oil anymore. It's all cleaned up, right? Nothing to look at, folks. But they're trying to cut down their expenses by, you know, challenging the amount of crude that was actually gushed into the Gulf of Mexico. We'll be right back.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So back once again into this article, again, just closing it out. BP, Europe's largest oil producer by volume in July, agreed to sell assets in North America. We heard about that, read about it, talked about it, and Egypt to Apache Corporation for $7 billion, while in August the company disposed of fields in Colombia to Ecopetrol SA and Talisman Energy Inc. for $1.9 billion. BP has also sold operations in Vietnam and Venezuela to its Russian joint partner, TNK BP, for $1.8 billion. The company agreed in November to sell its fuel markets, a marketing business in Namibia, Botswana, and Zambia to Puma Energy, as well as 50% interest in BP Malawi and BP Tanzania to Trafigura BV unit for $296 million in cash, cocaine, and ores. In October, BP sold stakes in four Gulf of Mexico deepwater oil and gas fields for $650 million following the sale of its role as operator of the Tubular Bells field. Tubular Bells? Wasn't that... Oh, my goodness. Wasn't that pea soup? Wasn't that the little girl with the head that revolved on her shoulders? Oh, my goodness. Tubular Bells. Well, we'll have to play that song one of these times and visit with the Jesuit or exorcist. Oh, my. Here's a little bit more. That doesn't tick you off. This ought to. The usurper agrees to sustain Bush tax cuts in exchange for a reduced payroll levy. Ryan Donmeyer and Mike Dorning, writing New News, the usurper said he would agree to sustain Bush-era tax cuts for high-income taxpayers in exchange for extending federal unemployment insurance and cutting the payroll tax by $120 billion for 1 year. If you'll listen to that CBS interview with Shalom Bernanke, the Bernanke suggested that the Congress continues to spend like drunken mad fools because we don't want to upset the recovery, right? The usurper said he'd accept lower rates on high earners' incomes, dividends, capital gains, and multi-million dollar estates for the next 2 years to break a stalemate over extending the Bush administration's tax cuts for middle tax. He can agree to anything over the next 2 years. He's not going to be around on the 2.25 years thereafter. He's gone. He's out. This is a one-term dude. Without the compromise, middle-income families would become collateral damage for political warfare here in Washington. Well, for goodness sakes, do we need to go any further with that one? The extension of the U.S. tax cuts will prompt Congress to discard their own budget laws. Now we're getting closer. Richard Rubin, I don't know if he's any relation, and Peter Cohn, I don't know if he's any relation. Looks like we're dealing with Goldman Sachs and the Fed once again. Congressional Democrats and Republicans are preparing to set aside their budget constraints as they negotiate the extension of income tax cuts scheduled to expire this month. Their plans to declare a budget emergency. Oh, my. Well, we really ought to get back into CAFRAs and quit worrying about budgets, but they're talking about budgets anyway. Their plans to declare a budget emergency as they approve the extension of tax cuts will override a pay-as-you-go law that was structured to limit Congress's ability to finance higher spending or tax relief by expanding the budget deficit. My God. They've been treading on this one with hobnail boots, and now they're going to change this rule. Well, pay as you go. Since when? Since when? Doesn't happen, all right? Doesn't happen. We're going to get involved with a little bit of boundary changes here as a result of the product of the census workers. The Northeast, the Midwest are set to lose clout as the U.S. draws political boundaries. All right, it's not quite the same as gerrymandering, but it amounts to the same. John McCormick and Alex Stanzi, writing for Bloomberg yesterday, the Northeast and the Midwest are poised to lose as many as 10 seats in Congress. I don't know how many emails I got from the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, by the way, in my email box, all throughout the senseless program, encouraging me to be sure and fill out my senseless forms, which I didn't. Not mine. They couldn't even verify that it was. They were talking to the right person, kind of left them cold on the porch twice. Anyway, they took their documentation and went away with their GPS units. But the big push was, oh, we didn't want to lose any of our seats to another state, all right? That's why everyone was to rush out, so we'd have better representation, right? Haven't any representation in Congress in my life. They don't represent you. They don't represent me. The established two-party political system represents the parties and all of the financiers behind the parties. Try the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, the captains of finance and industry to buy the best congressors they can buy. Anyway, back to the article. 9 states are projected to lose representatives in the U.S. House. Wouldn't it be nice if we could just lose them all? Maybe we could keep track of them if we built a palace of justice and hung them all by their necks until dead on hemp rope. Then we could keep track of them. We could go out and count the bones as they fall, one at a time. Anyway, 9 states are projected to lose representatives to the U.S. House, and 8 are likely to gain. No benefit there. According to the Bloomberg forecast, which used 2008 and 2009 population estimates to predict the 2010 populations for each state. The release of state population counts. You see why they have to leave the borders wide open, folks? We have a dying population here in this country. Our population has been stable for some time. If it wasn't for the horde of illegal aliens allowed and encouraged, accommodated, blessed with your tax dollars, crowding into our schools. If it wasn't for that, we could start to get rid of some of these representatives. Our population figures are in decline in this country, as most of the developing nations. It's amazing how well abortions and birth control have worked. The information will be used by the government to distribute more than $400 billion in annual federal funding, by businesses to identify markets, and so by social scientists to examine the nation's changing demographics, all right? By the government, distribute more than $400 billion. Everybody screamed and shouted and howled about bailing out the banks, but we don't mind bailing out this. $400 billion in federal funding by businesses to identify markets, and by social scientists to examine the nation's changing demographics, the dying people, and we're broke. I'll take that $400 billion, thank you. On the political front, it will be used by states to redraw the 435 House districts, and it will alter electoral vote figures in the 2012 presidential election. As if you thought that you had your system, your state system, figured out, you knew all of the political boundaries, and you had all of your precinct groups in order, and so on and so forth. And then they just change the boundaries. That's what government does. That's what law does. They're always either A, changing the rules, B, changing the boundaries, or changing the budget. The other ones. As the census data is put out, it'll be used more and more heavily by people than ever before in history. You thought that information was secure? Guess again, chump.
I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HeartDrop.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
My soul. Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
And so California gay marriage ban protects the state's vital interest, the court told this by Pamela McLean, December the 6th. New news, California's voters' initiative banning the same-sex weddings protects the society's quote-unquote vital interest in reproduction and childbearing and shouldn't be thrown out, supporters of the law told an appeals court. Lawyers for supporters of Proposition 8 asked a three-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals to overturn a lower court ruling that declared the law unconstitutional. U.S. District Judge Vaughn Walker in San Francisco struck down Proposition 8 in August, saying it violated the constitutional rights of gay people, that'd be homosexuals. Actually, it would be male homosexuals. They always say gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and otherwise confused, you know? So I guess this is the constitutional rights of homosexual males. To equal protection and due process. Equal protection and due process. The people of California and Americans are engaged in a profound debate about the meaning of marriage. Charles Cooper, an attorney for opponents of same-sex marriage, told a three-judge panel of U.S. Court of Appeals yesterday, quote, "It is fundamental to the existence of the human race." I agree with you there, Bubba. Judge Michael Daley Hawkins asked whether the people of California could, quote-unquote, reinstate school segregation if they passed another ballot initiative. Quote, "No, it would be inconsistent with the Constitution," Cooper responded, while saying that same-sex marriage is nothing like racial restrictions that have been overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court. Have they? Really? The case before Walker was the first to go through a federal trial testing whether same-sex unions are protected by the U.S. Constitution. They haven't used the Constitution in, what, 140 years? And they pull it out when they need it, though, by God, I'll tell you what they do. Whichever side loses before yesterday's panel may seek a review by an 11-judge panel of the same court or appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. Well, yeah, Sonia Sotomayor and Elaine Kagan will take care of that. I wouldn't go there unless you really want to lose. Anyway, yours a little bit more. They'll all lose in the end, you know. It's the trouble with being a homosexual. You're a dying population. That's why they always have to introduce it to the young to keep it going. Matthew Carr and Kim Chipman writing this, UN climate negotiators considering a two-year deadline for the new emissions cuts. Diplomats at the United Nations climate talks this week will consider a two-year deadline for industrial nations to sign up for further cuts in greenhouse gas emissions after the Kyoto Protocol limits expire in December. There's a lot more that could be said about that, and I'm going to say it from a different source. We'll go right to the horse's mouth in a moment, but let's see what Bernanke has to say before we do that. Again, now this is old news yesterday. Of course, it came out. It was big-time news. And I do have the clip up, but I don't know whether I'll play it or not. I'd really rather go back into one of our books for the last half hour of the broadcast. But Bernanke says more Fed easing possible with a jobless rate set to stay high. Right, and he said that, and I heard him say it.
out of his lips to my ears on the CBS from YouTube. Joshua Zumbrum, writing for Bloomberg, Federal Reserve Chairman Benjamin Shalom, I love Israel Bernanke, said the economy is barely expanding at a sustainable pace. Read this article a little bit yesterday. We're not very far from the level where the economy is not self-sustaining, and it continues. This is the CBS Corporation's 60-minute program, Bernanke Speaks. And if you just type those in with quotations around them, it'll come up right for you as it did for me. All right? So it's real easy to get there. Real easy to get there. Here we go. Let's go over here and go to the United Nations. Of course, if you want to go to unfccc.int, the unfccc.int, the website, you can get all of this information firsthand, and you won't have to get it second or third hand. You can get everything you need to know about the United Nations Climate Change Conference that's happening in Cancun. They call it COP16. The United Nations Climate Change Conference is taking place in Cancun, Mexico, from the 29th of November to the 10th of December, so we still have days to go. Three more days. It encompasses the 16th Conference of the Parties, that's COP, COP, all right? That's why we say COP16, it's not Copenhagen, it's COP, the Conference of the Parties, serving as the at the meeting of the parties, that would be the MOP, the MOP, so the COP, MOP, parties to the Kyoto Protocol, which is the CMP. So we've got the COP, MOP, and CMP. These guys love acronyms. As well as the 33rd session of the Subsidiary Body for Implementation. That would be the SBI, not the FBI, but the SBI. So we've got the COP, MOP, the CMP, and the SBI, and they're all meeting together with the Subsidiary Body for Scientific and Technological Advice, which is the SBSTA. So we've got the COP, MOP, the CMP, my goodness, the SBI and the SBSTA, and the 15th session of the AWG-GK, which they don't give us a definition of, and the 13th session of the AWG-LCA. At that point, I would leave the room, go get a heavy scotch, and probably go to the jacuzzi. But anyway, this is what they're trying to release as a press release for today. Actually, it came out yesterday. Let's see if we can find that. Pull that Hummer up and bring it up now. Get a little work on my computer, clean things up, and things open, close quicker. This is the Framework Convention on Climate Change Secretariat Convention, Cadre sur les Changements Climatiques Secretariat, if you want to say it Mexican, for the use of the media only. Well, I guess I'm the media, so let's do it. It's a press release. Draft decisions agree that the United Nations Climate Change Conference in Cancun bode well for a strong outcome of the Mexico gathering. I'm hoping for a Can the Con in Cancun. We'll see. Cancun, December 4th. At the United Nations Climate Conference in Cancun, the two bodies under the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, that's the UNFCCC, which advise the implement the parties' decisions on climate action, successfully concluded their work on Saturday with a number of significant draft decisions that will be put forward for adoption in the final plenary of the conference on December the 10th. Of course, after this was released, we came up with other news articles off of Bloomberg that said that developing countries did not like the draft, that it was too wordy, it was too vague, it was too specific, it gave everybody too much of a break. But that's what the whole climate change fraud is about anyway. It's about buying carbon credits. It has nothing to do with reducing pollution. The two groups are the Subsidiary Body for Scientific and Technological Advice, that would be the SBSTA, and the Subsidiary Body for Implementation, the SBI. The draft decisions included decisions on continued strength and support for developing countries' efforts in adaptation and mitigation. Mitigation. Key word there. Including concrete technology transfer projects. Now, if we actually did concrete technology transfer projects, the concrete, if we were to just begin pouring concrete everywhere, would absorb CO2 like mad. That's what happened in the biosphere project. They discovered that they couldn't keep the CO2 levels balanced inside the biosphere
because the concrete was absorbing all of the CO2. You don't need to pipe it and pump it into the ground. Just keep building things. And use plenty of concrete. Concrete driveways everywhere. Sidewalks for the world. Sidewalks of the world unite. And we'll just absorb all of the excess CO2 right into our concrete. These advances form an important part of the groundwork for strengthened global climate change action. They also clearly show that countries have come to Cancun in good faith to show the world that they like Dutch porn, Mai Tais, sun, sand, and surf. Well, we'll be right back.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with oraclebroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the oraclebroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so, once again, if you just go up onto the United Nations website there, at unfccc.int, you can find all this information for you. There's a two-page press release in there. You can certainly read it for yourself, but it basically doesn't give us any real indication of what's coming out of these meetings. We'll have to wait to see. Nothing but insanity. And yes, in the chat room, you are carbon. You are carbon. The carbon credit system, you are what? 90% carbon. All right? A lot of water, too. But anyway, carbon. You're part of the carbon matrix. And they'll sequester you. You can count on that.
sequestration of carbon is in their plans. So going back to something a little different, yesterday we gave you the three primary planks of legal positivism. I want to share with you from the same book, Legal Positivism in American Jurisprudence, by Anthony J. Seebach. Now, you can go up and look at Cardozo University. He's a teacher there. He's a professor there. And I may, after completing this book, invite him on as a guest, and we'll discuss his ideas. But he's a prolific writer. He is a positivist and says so in his writings here. And so we may have him on, and we may not have him on. It just depends. I'll read some more of the things that he's written lately and see. But he has done a very good job, and this is what appears to have been his doctoral thesis, his book, Legal Positivism in American Jurisprudence. He has done a very good job writing. He is an excellent writer, I'll give him that. And his research seems to be impeccable. It lines up with a lot of the research that I've done. And he goes way beyond my understanding because of his access to great universities and good counsel, great university libraries. He goes way beyond my research, and he brings in lots and lots of links to documents and books that I had no idea even existed. And so if you're at all interested in legal positivism, what it is and how it will impact us as we move forward, you might check out his book, Legal Positivism in American Jurisprudence, Anthony J. Seebach, S-E-B-O-K. If you'll just Google him up, you'll get a real quick eyeload full of stuff. Anyway, here we go. Now we're going to take a look at where did classical positivism come from? It came as a reaction to the writings of Sir William Blackstone, Blackstone's commentaries, all right? Everybody's heard about that. Classical positivism is the theory of law developed in England by Jeremy Bentham and John Austin, which formed the foundation for any subsequent theory that can be characterized as positivist. All right, this is why we call this the home of philosophical radicalism, because it was Jeremy Bentham and John Austin who really were the philosophical radicals of England, and they began the process of making codified, statutory, regulated, licensed, taxable privileges out of what was formerly the common law. Huge transition. They are principles in this new legal order and the new economic order, and they were writing and living at a time period that we need to pay attention to, which was when Abraham Springsteen and the boys came in and took over the colonies, turned the United States into this new system, Abraham Lincoln, the War of Northern Aggression. All this is timely, all right? And Karl Mordecai Marx was writing, and Engels was writing, and all of these positivists, you know, that's what they are. You call them whatever else you want, but it just confuses the issue. Few modern positivists, excuse me, look upon classical positivism uncritically. In fact, much of the most important work of H.L.A. Hart was dedicated to exposing the errors of classical positivism. Dropping down a little bit more, we've covered some of this in the past. All of this material is archived on oraclebroadcasting.com. You can access the archives either by going to becomevocallocal.com or straight to oraclebroadcasting.com. Scroll down through the Become Vocal Local archives list, and you can find other broadcasts along this line. We must use classical positivism as a baseline in order to determine just how far afield Fuller or the realists went in their use of the term positivism. So now, before I go any further, part of his process, part of Seebach's process, is when you get involved with something obscure, not everything that is obscure is profound, not everything that is profound is obscure, but when you get involved with something that's obscure, something that has actually been hidden, sometimes the only way that you can know that something exists is by seeing its shadow. Sometimes, in order to figure out just what was positivism, you have to look at those that were reacting against it. And because you find out what the formalists and the anti-formalists were reacting against, you can then develop a definition of what was positivism at the time. But Bentham and Austin, continuing from the book, wrote, again, in reaction to Blackstone's theory of the common law, which had become the dominant theory of English law before the 19th century, but we must say that it also was the foundation upon which our legal system was built here in America, in the colonies. Blackstone's theory of law which set for itself the task of explaining the source of authority of judge-made law, this is kind of like the stare decisis, the common law that we've talked about in the past, was held to be inadequate by Bentham and Austin, not only because it failed to explain statutory law, but also because it failed in their eyes even to explain the authority of the common law. So you've got the common law courts and the people out there championing for the common law, but there's an argument out here. And as we've said so many times in the past, you know, it's not sufficient for us to just rail against the machine. We can't afford to make any mistakes, to use their side's terminology, going forward. We can't afford to make any mistakes at this point. We need to base our plans and our actions on the best research that we can come up with. We need to be that replacement set. Or we'll just have to sit back, you know, like we say, sit down, shut up, and put up with it. Right? We're going to get the government we deserve. But if we're actually going to make an alteration, if we're actually going to be a change, you know, if you're going to be a futurist already, or whatever it might be, you know, a transhumanist, or a transsexual, or a tranny, well, we don't need to get into the trannies. But if you're going to really advocate change, if you're really going to espouse evolution of some sort, getting involved with that Darwinian evolution theory, if you're going to espouse evolution, you best ought to know where we're going. I'd like to think that we're going to move into greater and greater amounts of freedom and less tyranny and despotic control. So we look back at the common law, and we need to find out some of the reasons why we were moved away from that by Bentham and Austin and all the people that they attracted. And they have a huge following. Classical common law theory, as Blackstone's approach is now known, was based on three claims that, although never carefully laid out, were implicit in various arguments that emerged by 1800. So at the 1770s period here, at the founding, Blackstone's commentaries were pretty much fundamental. Go back and look at the law that was read by Abraham Lincoln in the few hours he gave to learning law before he started to hang out his shingle and plead in court. You'll find Blackstone on his reading list. The first and the most famous principle was the idea that the source of common law is custom. We've spoken of this in the past. Customs, tongues, tribes, creeds, traditions. This is where we get our law. This is one of the reasons why you want to have, you know, runaway immigration. Because they bring with it, used to be that, you know, when you put up the old Statue of Liberty, you put up ISIS out there in the harbor, put a torch in her hand, a book in her hand, you know, and say, bring us your tour, you're poor, you're tired, and you're homeless, or whatever they say. You're poor, downtrodden, filth. Why did we do that? That's the stupidest damn thing you could ever do. Bring us your bright, your brilliant, and your wealthy. You know? Oh, God, talk about setting up a welfare state with a comment like that. Anyway, that the only method of proving that, well, what I meant to say is that when people come here, you come through Ellis Island or the proper channels, is that you put off your old garment and you put on your new. You know, the Japanese come here and they leave the kimono in Tokyo, and when they come here, they're looking for Wrangler jeans, a rodeo buckle, some tall boots, and a big hat. All right? They are all on board with that, you know. They grew up with the Western films. A lot of them produced the Western films. Anyway, that's different. But that's the idea. As you put off your old garment and you come to this country, because this country is different from the other countries on the world. Not really such so much of a melting pot, it's that we have a higher ideal, a higher standard than many others. So furthermore, authority for the common law was bound up in its source. In our law, the goodness of a custom depends upon its having been used time out of mind. I've shared this over and over again. I want you to remember it. Because it's absolutely fundamental. You cannot take modern stare decisis, and that's a word, S-T-A-R-E-D-E-C-I-S-I-S, or something like that. You can't take just that whole cloth right out of, you know, modern law books and apply it, because it has nothing to do with what it was originally based upon. It's supposed to be from time out of mind, not 3 weeks ago, a Supreme Court decision. If you're going to base your law going forward on case law,
it would help to go back a little while away, get out of this present generation. We're supposed to be doing this from time out of mind. We can't even remember when we started doing this, but everybody slices their birthday cake thus or wise. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Alrighty, yeah, so looks like what we've got 1, 2 calls on the line here. Sorry, folks, to refresh the screen and sometimes they'll come up. Let's go live right here to a 909 area code and say good morning to the caller.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call, dude. Hey, I just got a real quick question I wanted to interject in here. Talking about the whole, can you guys hear me?
I can hear you just fine. Go ahead. You got a lot of noise in the background, but go ahead.
Yeah, sorry, dude. We're in the shop. I'm trying to walk away and get away from it all. Hey, the whole thing was I heard you just talking about common law and all this other stuff, and they always impound my bike, they pull me over, like they're trying to tell me that I have to have a driver's license to operate a motor vehicle. But like I was under the understanding that when like you walk into the courtroom, it has a gold trim on the outside of the American flag,
okay,
and that's supposed to be like some kind of indication like it's under maritime law or something like that, right? Where they're going by the law of the sea, and that's how they have the ability to go, oh, you know, you have to follow all our laws. But under common law, it's like God's law. The law of the land is, it should be like, if you hurt someone, then you're not committing a crime. But like, they'll still, they just impounded my bike. So it's like, how do I, can I go in there and argue that I have a constitutional right to travel, or like, where, how do I do all this? Like,
well,
is there any more resources or information? I've been looking online, but it seems like
a lot of spoofs
or like disinformation.
Yes, if I can interject, there's two different things, two different places you can go. One of them I would recommend would be Ralph Winter Road. If you want to send him an email, it's I think it's Ralph@JustBelly, JustBelli, Ralph@JustBelly.com, I believe, but it's Ralph Winter Road. That would be a good place to start. There's other work that comes out with Alfred Adask, A-D-A-S-K, Alfred Adask. You can just Google him up. But what you really are looking at is that you're going to have to change the venue and the jurisdiction, because when you are in an admiralty court under maritime law and commerce, you know, you're going to have to fight them on that issue. If you can get out of that venue and change your jurisdiction, you might have a greater success. I'm going to have to let you go. The noise in the background is just too much. Okay, so sorry about that, folks. He sounded to me like he was inside of a factory, but that does give you a little bit. Let's go live and bring up our next caller while we still have time and say good morning to Jeff.
Bonjour, 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 bonjour. Comment ça va? It's good to see that. It's good to see the American public is back. What you heard in the background there was the hum of America.
Yes,
the
yes.
Business of America.
Yes.
Industry.
Yes, delightful, isn't
along.
It? Isn't it? You can hear all the little machines going in the back, the widgets coming out, you know, gadgets and gadgets being produced left and right. Invigorating.
It's inspiring. It makes me want to get off my couch and get a job. Okay, so what is the dealio? Please explain this briefly for me with the homosexual agenda creeping into our classrooms, our televisions, our politics. This is obviously the Frankfurt Group. Is this correct? Or the Fabian Society's sort of
It's a lot older than that. I mean, we go all the way back to Greece and Rome with this one. But the idea basically is that this is one of the ways of implementing population control. You know, we always talk about incrementalism. There's a lot, and Barry the Usurper said the other day, there's more than one way to skin the cat. Yeah, you can use abortion, that'll work. You can use condoms, that works. You can use birth control pills, that works. But you can also go into the education system and intercept the young male or female in their most tender years, and you can begin to enculturate or indoctrinate them with this idea that, you know, hey, do as thou wilt, for it is the whole of the law, follow the Aleister Crowley method. And in such a manner as that, we develop this entirely new kind of a population of people that will accept a pedophile priest as if it was, hey, this is just Tuesday, you know, not to say Sunday in the confession box, you know. So, but this is part of what's going down. The whole idea opens up the door to a lot more revenue for Israel and for all of the people that are involved in the porn industry in America. I mean, you go up and do a web search on pornography, you know, it's a billion-dollar industry. So we've got to keep all of the people confused. If you can change their values, you can change their customs, and that's what law is built upon. So it's huge. But it also gives us a little preoccupation, and we can always point fingers at this or that in education and the failing of the education. And additionally, this whole agenda also gives an opportunity for the homosexual couples to get involved in the financial stream coming out when you hire somebody to be your employee, for instance, instead of just having to provide insurance coverage for a husband and wife and their children. You'd have to be, you know, anybody that wants to say, oh, well, he's my significant other, or this woman is my husband, or anything like that. It opens that door up. So there's another opportunity there for Uncle Suck to make money, and all the insurance companies can make money. Look at the size of the monetary, you know, pool that's available, Jeff. If you can go outside of the marital bed and you can bring in everybody under insurance, health insurance programs, and life insurance programs, you know, that whole aspect of it. And additionally, if you have a business, let's say, and, you know, you want to protect your investment, the president of the company could marry the vice president of his construction company, and it'd be Tom and Jim's construction company, husband and wife. And, you know, that's a pretty good deal, too, because it preserves that corporation structure. You with me?
100%. Thank you for clarifying that for me. The light bulb went off in my head because I just immediately thought about the feminist movement and how that was sort of hijacked and co-opted, and because they realized, hey, if we can get the woman out of the house, there's another tax entity for us.
Absolutely.
So thank you very much for clarifying. Thank you, William. Have a great day. Great show. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for calling in. I'm glad I was able to answer that, and hopefully it was an acceptable answer to anybody and everybody out there. But there's certainly... there is certainly that aspect of this particular discussion. It has a lot more to do with politics and global agendas and population reduction than it has to do whether somebody's happy with a cucumber or a muffin. You know, go any further than that. That's probably as far as you should go. Well, let's go back in here just briefly and close out. Didn't get to all three of these principles, but the first, again, and the most famous principle in regards to the common law was the idea that the source of common law is custom. And if you can break up the tongue, the tribe, the creed, and the tradition of people, which is what this homosexual agenda is all about, if you go back and look in the Webster's 1828 dictionary, you'll see that we considered it in 1828 to be a crime against nature. All right, get the hand mirror out and go take a look. Verify this for yourself. It violates the natural law, but we don't want the natural law anymore. We want to receive all of our benefits and all of our instruction and all of our education from the state. So we're not going to use reason anymore. This is a war on reason. We're not going to use reason anymore. Remember, legal positivism has a separability thesis where you separate law from morality. We can say anything you want. It's okay. Why? Well, because the judge said so. We can have, you know, homosexual marriages. And it's just ducky. You know, you do what you want to do, but, you know, there's a reason why it's been kept in the closet. It's pernicious. It's a weed. And once it gets out in the community, and once people start accepting this, you watch. You know, you think Nero was fiddling while Rome was burning. Well, there are lots of people, men, you know, throwing the medicine ball and going to the bathhouses, even in Rome, as it burned, okay? Sodom and Gomorrah, another good place to look. Take it anywhere you want to. But it is not good for society to go down that road. And you can take your, you know, gene studies and check your genes, you know. I think it's nonsense. This is something that's inculcated. It's taught. It's a learned thing. It's a behavior thing. You can take some young person has no experience whatsoever in adult sex, you know, and you show them special kindnesses, and they feel very warm and fuzzy, if you will, about this new experience, a young person, all right? And they start to experience this heart love, you know, with somebody else. And then you begin to bring in a little, you know, stroking and petting and things like that, and the next thing you know, it's gone out of control. But you can work with the young person that way. And many of the pedophiles use this technique. I mean, go up and look at the internet. Do your due diligence. Don't take my word for it. It's a fact. And I've seen it in my own life. You've got to be real careful. Anyway, back to this discussion. The first one, of course, was, again, the idea that the common law was the source of common law is custom. Second, the principle was that the common law was rational. And it was fraught with the accumulated wisdom of ages. We don't listen to the adults anymore. They're not even part of the discussion. Well, we didn't get to the third principle. Maybe we'll hit it again tomorrow. Thanks for listening. I'll be back then. I hope you will be too. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as
the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to teamspeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is teamspeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. teamspeak.cc.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.